This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. This hour, we're going to talk about the DOJ.
Did they bust a terrorist? Or did they create a terrorist? I don't know. We'll discuss that. We're going to discuss small businesses, Joe Biden, the truth not being in him. It doesn't matter what he can do. System membership cards. We're going to get to some emails. Courtesy of what happened in Arizona today, there's a little more abortion talk in the news. We'll talk about that and we'll make fun of Joe Biden. But before we get to that, I want to give you some good news. And it really is good news. I've been complaining about how we don't have advocates in Congress. We don't have Republican advocates, not really in leadership. The Republican leadership hates you. They hate me. And that's an easier sell for me today. When I used to say that 5 years ago, people would push back. Jesse, no, they don't. Ah, Jesse, they're a little naive. They're not out of touch. They don't hate you. They don't hate you. They don't hit you. Well, I never hear that now from you, ever. No one ever says, well, no, Jesse, they don't hate us. Why? Why don't I get pushback anymore? Because now they're more and more willing, the Republicans in leadership are more and more willing to say it publicly. And I'm going to get to why and how this is good news in a moment. I'll play this clip for you again. They're more and more willing to just flat out dog on you publicly.
This cannot be the message America sends to the world. Leadership means standing up for America's interests, from the Indo-Pacific to Europe to the Middle East. Even when the most active members of one's political base aren't willing to.
Why do you say that? Why do you hear that more and more now? Why? They say it all the time, but they're flat out. I mean, how long do we have to hear these people call you a Russian puppet, a Putin puppet? How many times have you been called that? Oh, sure, pro-Putin, Putin this and Putin that. That used to be just a left-wing thing. Now, the Republicans in leadership will tell you that.
I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base. He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him, and how big is this problem?
Oh, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authoritarian versus democracy.
Sounds just like a liberal, doesn't he? Sounds just like a Democrat, doesn't he? When describing who?
You.
This is a democracy, and it sounds identical to them. But why is this good news? Where is this going? Well, the last gasp of the establishment, of any kind of established order, I should say, when they're being pushed out, when they're being taken over, they will grin and bear it for a while. They'll ignore it for a while. Oh, it's just a passing thing. It's just a this or that. But you know you're really getting to these people. You know they can foresee the end for their power when they start trashing you in public. That's when they know it's over. That's when they know it. You ever seen this with, hope you never participated in it, but I guarantee you've seen it. Ever seen this with a couple on social media? Maybe a couple you know. Things aren't going well for them. At first, when you're hanging out and things aren't going well for them, you're picking up that it's just more tense than it used to be. You notice, hey, you get home and you talk to your wife about it while you're getting ready for bed. Hey, did they seem kind of quiet tonight? Hey, they weren't joking as much. That's how it begins. And then slowly but surely the arguments will pick up. And they're more and more willing to yell at each other in front of you. I told you to take the trash out. And that's bad, and it's getting worse. But in this day and age, when do you know they know it's over. When you wake up one day, grab your phone and get on Facebook. Don't lie, ladies. I know that's what you do. And there she is with a picture of him in the full trash can. I've about had it with Bob. He doesn't even take it out anymore. And this is ridiculous. Relationship over. Because now what's happened is she's given up any efforts to act like the relationship is working, and she's decided to cross the Rubicon and take a step that she can't come back from. She just blasted him publicly on social media. It's over. Divorce papers have probably already been turned in. If not, someone's drafting them as we speak. What you're seeing right now from the old guard of the GOP with the open contempt they have for you. And remember, it's not one issue. We're not talking about Ukraine, Israel, or whatever. It's every issue. Whenever you want them to secure the border. Well, I mean, we can't really. We have to be nice. What about your guns? Well, we'll give you a couple things. A bump stock ban here. I know you need them for prairie dogs. Issue after issue after issue. They end up openly disdaining you publicly. Why? Because they are being removed. Do you? I need to remind you how many congressmen and senators, these establishment losers who have either retired in recent years or are about to retire. The Romneys are about gone, but how many could I sit here and list? Oh, Chris, it's more than 10. I could probably think of 10 off the top of my head, but it's a lot. Retire, retire, retire. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. And every one of them on the way out the door gives some kind of statement, some fairly benign statement. But if you read between the lines, you get what they're saying. I'm just tired of all the craziness. I'm tired of crazy people. We can't get things done. What are they all saying? They're tired of you. And they're leaving. Yes, they are behind us. And yes, they are going to disappoint us without end for a long time. I've already told you, just baking in the cake. I guarantee there's going to be a foreign bill that sends all kind of your money to Ukraine and Israel and everywhere else when you can't afford eggs. It's going to happen. They're going to renew the FISA thing. It's going to happen. They're going to build the FBI a new headquarters. Even Trump's behind that. It's going to happen. Can't stop it. But slowly but surely, we are pushing them out. We are remaking the old guard. Now, obviously, this is a dangerous time. And this is why I say that. It is one thing to push out the old. It is another thing to create new. What the new party looks like, oh, I think it will be better than the old one. But we're still figuring out amongst ourselves what we want out of them. And when I say we, I mean all of us, you, me, all of us, with the positions we push for publicly, with how we talk to our friends, with what we push our congressmen, our state houses to do, the activism we do in our lives, that's going to determine what the new party looks like whenever it gets here. Remember something. This is a dangerous time because revolutions historically have been a disastrous idea. We here in America, we love the idea of revolution and rebellion. Why? Because we happen to live in one of the very, 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 very few places in the history of the world where we had a revolution and it worked out way better for us on the back end. That is not the norm. The norm historically is the people rising up in anger against whatever, a tiny tribe, a major nation, the people rising up in anger, casting out the old, and then creating a new that is actually worse than the old they just tossed out. Look, go to the Russians. That's the Russians, what they think. They were tired of the czars and the family, and it was too, we got to get rid of this. He's a tyrant. He's out of touch. He's an idiot. We got to get rid of the czars. And so many people rose up then too. Yeah, screw the czar. He sucks. Then about 5 years later, you just had all your teeth pulled out in a gulag and you're about to get executed in a ditch beside your wife and kids. And you're looking around thinking, well, maybe this revolution wasn't all good in the end. Look at the Haitians. They cast off slavery, and it was some of the worst slavery in the Western world. That sugarcane slavery they were doing in Haiti was just brutal. And the way they tortured and abused those poor people, brutal. And eventually they rose up and they had a rebellion. Yeah, get rid of those slave owners. How are things in Haiti today? Pretty good down there? Which part's most appealing? The fact that you might get eaten or you'll get AIDS? Which part do you love the most? Again, revolutions, large and small, most of the time are ugly because what you get on the back end can be worse than what you got rid of. We have to take caution as we move forward on what we're going to look like. Now, I want to use that as a jumping off point for what we're going to look like, what we might not look like, what you think about that. Before we get to that, let's get to this. These people, they're not panicking the way you're panicking about the economy. They're not. About anything, because the destruction is intentional. They'd be panicking if things were going well. This is something you must understand about these people. They're destroying it on purpose. They're attacking your food supply on purpose. Speaking of being comfortable saying horrible things now publicly, things you used to not say, you can now find politician, after bureaucrat saying you have too much food. Why don't you eat some bugs? Hey, we need to get rid of this farming stuff. Oh, you don't eat meat, do you? Do you have an emergency food kit? Maybe you've heard me talk about these before. Ah, Jesse, I don't have money for a 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply. Okay, so they're doing something right now that I've never seen before. 1 week. 1 week kits. They're under $50. 1 week kits. Maybe you go buy 2 weeks worth. Maybe 3 weeks worth. Whatever you can do. Don't break yourself for it, but get something while you have the opportunity to buy a 1 week kit for under $50. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you go do this. My Patriot Supply will handle everything from there. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I continue my thought on what we want the party to look like, what we're not sure if it's going to look like going forward, I'm sorry, I played it yesterday. I might play it another 2 or 3 times today because, again, Joe Biden, this part's actually from today. This is new. There's never been a president who lies so much. And so bigly, I know that's not a word, but here was Biden from today. And then you'll hear a little flashback talking about his grandpa.
I, like an awful lot of people in this audience, was the first in my family to go to college.
I was the first in my family to go to college. Then he said this.
And Father Finnegan Scranton would really be proud of me right now. No, I'm not joking. He would. By the way, he's an All-American football player, John, in Santa Clara.
I'm the first one of my family to go to college. Like 5 minutes ago, my grandpa, man, All-American in college. What a stud. He can't help it.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian-Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably... Went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American. Not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I'm sorry. I'll let him keep going, but the Palestinian one murders me. What?
Raised in the synagogue in my state.
Everybody in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious, my name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometowns, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hard-working people, middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
I can't. All right, quit. Now let's talk about what we were talking about. Going forward, the old GOP, the one that hates us, is going away. What is the new one going to be? Well, look, there was a lot of talk yesterday about abortion because Trump, on his own, put out a video saying, hey, I believe abortion should be returned to the states, which honestly, most people believe that. Again, I,
I don't expect Trump to be as pro-life as me. I really don't have any problem with him on that issue there. I never viewed him as some pro-life lion warrior either. It didn't bother me. Fine, whatever, that's his position. And I got this email today combined with the Carrie Lake news out of Arizona. Dear Burgermeister, I saw Trump's announcement on abortion, leaving the decision to the states, which is fine, but is this a situation of shooting ourselves in the foot? A big third rail issue, did he just galvanize the baby killers to turn out in droves because you know the commies are going to get every issue on the ballot to turn out for turnout and whatnot? His name's Robert. Okay, well, today something else happened in Arizona. Arizona's Supreme Court ruled that abortion bans in their state, totally good to go. You want to ban abortion? Good to go. And, okay, so yesterday, Trump gets up and he announces that I think this issue should be returned to the states. That's an issue many people, I would probably even argue most people on the right, if they don't cheer for it, they're okay with it. Some people want a federal ban, some people want it returned to the states, but most people are okay with that. Now, Carrie Lake comes out. She's, of course, running in Arizona. And she says, I agree with President Trump. This is a personal issue. I oppose today's ruling. This is Carrie Lake opposing the ruling in the Supreme Court. And I'm calling on Katie Hobbs and the state legislature to come up with an immediate common sense solution Arizonans can support. So yesterday, Trump said, return it to the states. Today, a state said, okay, ban it. And immediately, the Republican Senate candidate in that state came out and said, whoa, no, wait, ban it? What? No, we need, hey, Democrats, let's get some legislation. We need some more of these things. I said we're deciding what we're going to look like going forward. And as I said, this is a dangerous time, a very dangerous time, because what we look like going forward might not be better than what we've been. And let me just bring up this issue in particular. Yes, the American people love abortion. American women in particular, if you look at the polling on this issue, love abortion. And this isn't one of those things where it's just, you know, single women. Young single women love abortion. Single, young, old, if you're a woman in America, overwhelmingly, you don't want it banned in the very least. Even if you don't love it, you don't want it banned. And let me just pause for a moment. Once again, I need to remind you, if it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to you. So don't email me some pathetic email. I hate abortion. Don't apply it to you if it doesn't apply to you. The numbers say women love it. It's very obvious Trump wants this issue to go away because it could cost him in the election. It's probably a smart move. It's very obvious people in the Trump camp like Carrie Lake, they really want to moderate on the issue. It's not that they want it returned to the states. They want to moderate on the issue. So what's that mean? Let's talk about what that might mean in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to our money. Look, in case you thought these people were tackling the inflation problem, do you think these people were really going to try to make those eggs more affordable?
I anticipate that we'll continue to see steady progress on inflation over coming months. But of course, that's really important for American consumers. So we're going to keep our eye on that. But I anticipate inflation will continue the remarkable progress that it's made.
Yeah, sounds like they're really digging into it, right? Have you called Oxford Gold Group yet? Are you acting as if they're destroying the money? Because they are. That's not debatable. You and I might argue about whether or not it's intentional, but they are destroying the money. Print, 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 spend, 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 spend. There's only one way to protect yourself from that. Gold or silver. I don't care. Precious metals. Oxford Gold Group will mail you some. Call them. They make it easy. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, even a single second, you can download a podcast of it. It's free. It's easy. Anyone can do it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. The iHeart Radio app is free. It's all free. So go download it. Ah, Jesse, I hate it. They cut you off in my area after the first hour. Go download a podcast of the show. That's what, honestly,
it's a little wild for us because the podcast is the part you can actually track how fast the show has grown and how much of our listenership is the podcast version of it. People just gobble it up the next day. That's what they do. Or that night. Chris, you get it up that night, right? Most of the time when you're not screwing something up or whatever. Well, an hour after the show ends, right? Good job, Chris. It's very kosher of you. But I'm being respectful. Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. All right. So everyone remembers the statement Trump made on abortion yesterday. Okay, send it back to the states. But let's pause on that for a moment. Let's backtrack a little bit. You remember when Trump put out on True Social, remember the red wave during the midterms? It was a red trickle. It was really bad. And so Trump went to social media, and this is what he said. This is a direct quote from him. It wasn't my fault the Republicans didn't live up to expectations in the midterms. I was 233-20. It was the abortion issue, poorly handled by many Republicans, especially those that firmly insisted on no exceptions, even in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother, that lost a large number of voters. Also, the people that pushed so hard for decades against abortion got their wish from the U.S. Supreme Court and just plain disappeared, never to be seen again. Okay, so that's what he said months and months and months ago. That was after the midterms. And then he came out recently and said, just 15 weeks, maybe. I don't know. We'll compromise on it. And then he came out yesterday and said, return it to the states. Today, there's a state ruling in Arizona said, yeah, a ban can go forward. Gary Lake, wannabe senator from Arizona, opposes the ruling. Remember when I said we have to be careful what we're going to be going forward? There's a chance going forward, the new Republican Party, whatever that is, whenever we get rid of Mitch and the Romneys and these types, that the new Republican Party, that it chooses to just go along with a lot of things that the old Republican Party got wrong for a long time. For the sake of ease, for the sake of power. That's how it goes. Because right now, there's probably a good chance that maybe even you're yelling at the radio, yelling at me. Remember, you're welcome to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Maybe you're saying, well, we have to abandon that issue. Women love abortion. It's going to cost us elections. If we lose the election, it's going to cost us everything. And you know what? I'm not pushing back on you on that. I understand that. I understand American women love abortion. I understand that this issue, banning abortion, being against abortion, I really understand it. It does cost us elections. It has cost us elections. And I understand it could cost us going forward. Again, I'm not even really insulting at all the stance Trump chose to take, because I never viewed him as being some abortion advocate on par with me anyway. I know what he feels about it. That's fine. But what I am saying is our new party, whenever we get it, and it's a process. It's not like there's a day where all of a sudden, okay, we're declaring a new party. So let's just say 20 years. We'll give it 20 years. 20 years from now, the Republican Party will look way different than it looks today. It takes that many years to get rid of all the old gunk out of the election cycle, and the people get to choose new leaders for themselves. Takes time to primary them. Takes time for the old farts to finally retire. It takes time. Okay, so let's just say 20 years. Right now, boom, 20 years from now, fast forward. The Republican Party may very well, the new Republican Party, it may very well be a party that's wrong on every single social issue. You understand that that's a real possibility, right? Look, I say that because of what I see, not just from these big candidates. I say it because of what I see on every single issue. Every single issue. you see capitulation here, capitulation there. Okay, well, we'll just give you a little of this. We'll just give you a little of that. I am about 1,000% convinced if you could get the trannies out of women's sports, the national stance of the GOP would be that it's possible for a human being to cut his penis off and become a woman. Or it's possible for a woman to just get a doctor to put an axe wound in there and attach a piece of her forearm onto it, and then now she's a man. I believe that would be today the stance of most of the national Republicans. As long as the trannies weren't beating women in women's swimming and boxing or whatever else it may be, well, we'll give them that. We'll give them that. We can't even get the GOP to call illegals illegals for the most part. The GOP calls them migrants at this point. Just immediately adopted the language of the left. Immediately, without a moment of hesitation at all. I am thrilled that the old is passing away. I am. The old needs to go away. It's bad. It's poisonous. It's horrible. I am thrilled about that. I have grave concerns about what the new is going to look like. And I'll tell you this. Look, this is from me personally. I'm not putting this on you. From me personally. The GOP, they spend as much as Democrats. They are much better on the border. At least Trump was. So I'll make sure I give him credit for that. They're much better on the border, but they spend as much as Democrats. They refuse to repeal Obamacare. They were the original COVID lockdowners. There's no push for a vaccine mandate. There's, well, not really any kind of a push for a reformed fiscal policy of any kind that would stop us from spending a bunch of money. They're kind of better, at least the new Republican Party on foreign policy. What I'm saying to you is this. I have a laundry list of reasons why I feel obligated to vote GOP in every election. Democrats are demons, Democrats this, Democrats that. But the problem is my laundry list is short, and it's getting shorter by the day as the GOP continues to cave on the issues I care about. I don't feel like it's ever an option for me to vote Democrat because Democrats love to murder their babies. It's gone from safe, legal, and rare to now they brag about it. They applaud it. They love to mutilate children with the tranny stuff. So therefore, I've always felt that that it wasn't an option for me. Even if I abstain from voting or hold my nose and vote, voting Democrats not even an option for me. If the GOP is going to take my laundry list of things and they're going to shorten it even more. And so my laundry list eventually looks like, hey, Jesse, here's the list of why you should vote GOP. Well, they're kind of better on the border. Well, that's not getting me to the polls, Jack. And to be honest with you, I'll vote Democrat. Look, the current GOP's stances are FISA, a brand new headquarters for the FBI, spending without end, the vaccine is great, the abortion, hey, just give it to the states. Well, actually, let's just punt on it. We don't want to make women angry. If the GOP, which already didn't stand for very much, stands for even little a couple years from now, well, why am I here? Why am I involved? Why am I voting? I'll check out. I'll just be an anti-communist on the radio who talks history for 3 hours a day. You've got to give me a reason to show up. You can't give ground on every single issue that matters and then look at me and say, hey, you got to vote GOP. It's the most important election ever. Well, why? You seem to agree with them about everything. All right, let's get to some emails before I get to small businesses, the transfer of a country from you to them, like we've been talking about before. Before we get to that, let's get to Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers. Listen, we forget. I personally forget. I forget about the fallen cops. Why? It's not that they don't matter. It's that there's a new story every other day. So when a story comes out and we talk about some cop, Jonathan Diller, NYPD, he's not going to see his wife and kid again. We forget. By next week, I probably won't mention his name again. Not that he's not a hero, but there are other stories. I've moved on. Well, his wife didn't move on, did she? Son never gets to move on. So who stays with these people once you and me, once we've moved on? Tunnel to Towers, that's who. Tunnel to Towers doesn't forget their entire life is Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. They're building smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. They're getting homeless veterans off the street. While we drive by, Tunnel to Towers stops and gets involved. That's where your $11 a month goes. That's all I ask for. Donate $11 a month. T2T.org.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I'm excited to get to this story next hour about the ISIS guy and a bunch of emails. And we're going to make fun of Sheila Jackson Lee and Jasmine Crockett and all kinds of people still. I want to get to this, though.
We've been talking about this a lot, about how the economy, how it's being blood sucked away from you, the country itself. What's happening is the elites who rule the country, they're only in it for themselves. No love of country. Remember, you know that. In it for themselves, in it for each other. They're looting the treasury. They're looting the country. And what they're doing is, they're removing every part of the country they can from your hands and handing it to their friends, to each other, to their friends, to people who win them elections. This is going to come back to part of what they did during COVID. I'm going to play something from you or for you right now. Just listen to this.
Friday's jobs numbers could be revised down after that happened with 12 of the past 14 reports. On Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics did report 303,000 workers were hired last month, but the job gains have largely gone to foreign-born workers, both legal and illegal immigrants. From February 2020 to this past March, the number of migrant workers grew to 3.4 million, while the number of U.S.-born workers declined by 78,000 over the same period.
Over a four-year period, 3.8 million jobs created for people who weren't born here. You? 78,000 fewer. The American citizen, he's being destroyed by his own leaders. And it's being done on purpose. And a lot of this was done on purpose during COVID. Here's a headline for you. U.S. small business optimism slides to an 11-year low. We lost one-third of the nation's small businesses during COVID, and that's only gotten worse. What's going on here? Well, what we have is not a free market anymore. What we have is what I've repeatedly called gangster capitalism. What is that? Well, the large corporations, tired of all this competition. Remember, that's what businesses really don't want. Businesses are obviously profit-making machines, and competition reduces that profit number. And traditionally, in a free market, you have to compete with your other businesses, provide a better product, a better price, better service. You have to compete, and the consumer wins in the end. He gets a superior product at a lower price. But that... gosh, that just doesn't make as much money. I mean, it doesn't make as much fun money as being a gangster capitalist. You see, if I'm a banker, let's say I'm a small banker. The big bank, obviously run by Chris. So Chris runs what? Chris, it's fine. So Chris runs the major banks, controlling the money and all that stuff. Chris runs a major bank. I'm a lesser bank. We're right beside each other. His bank has Big Star David on the front. Mine has a cross. What, Chris? I'm just branding the banks so people know. But he's got this major bank. Huge. He's got 500 branches. Me? I've only got two. Small branch. Customer walks up, standing on the sidewalk, has to figure out where to put his or her money. He can bring it into my bank. Maybe get better service. Hopefully some good rates. Or he can get it, take it into Chris's bank. Probably get swindled in there. It's no big deal. But anyway, he can take it into Chris's bank. Well, that's a problem for both of us. I want people to choose my bank. Chris wants people to choose his bank. But what Chris has the ability to do, because he has 500 branches, is Chris has the ability to take $100 million and do some lobbying. Hey, got a congressman in his area.
He's got a state house, state senate. Hey, guys, you know what we need in the banking industry? I say this as a banker. We need some more regulations, guys. Got to bring some more regulations here. It's getting dangerous. Will you pass this law? After all, it's for safety. They passed the law. Me, Little Bank Jesse, two branches. Hey, wait a minute. I can't afford this. I've got to close up shop. There's Banker Chris saying, oh, do you? Man, that's too bad. I can withstand these costs. Now competition is gone. In a gangster capitalist system, the large corporations, instead of competing with smaller businesses, they instead partner with the government to destroy all of their competition. That's exactly right, Chris. Chris said, why do you think Amazon is in favor of more regulations? They all are, all the major corporations. The biggest pushers of, you know, bank regulations, it's Bank of America and Chase and all these. Why do you think that is? Because the most profitability for Chris in his big bank doesn't come from providing a better product or a better service for you. The most profitability is finding a way to get me out of business and then having himself aligned with the federal government. Then he can't lose. His product can suck, but it's still the only shop in town now, isn't it? That's the way it works. And that's exactly the way the economy has worked in this country. And that's exactly why when these people say things are going really, really well, believe me when I tell you, they mean it. Just not for you.
Yes, I'm just wondering if the economy continues to hold up no matter what happens on the Fed.
I think we've got a good, strong economy. We've got very strong domestic demand. Consumers.
That's Janet Yellen. Again, these people aren't unhappy with what's going on in the country. They're unhappy. Some American citizens are noticing and might perhaps vote the other way this November. They're not thrilled about that. But when it comes to the destruction they've done, why would they be unhappy? Do I need to remind you that Janet Yellen, after she left Obama's White House, went and made about $3 million on Wall Street giving speeches? Joe Biden gets elected again, boop, right back in there. Big cheese, Treasury Secretary. Soon as Biden's done, she's not going to pay for the destruction she did. Right back to Wall Street or the newsrooms, right back to her private villa in Italy or wherever it may be. Making a fortune with her and all her gangster capitalist friends. You, nothing. Nothing left for it. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about other things, like setting up a potential terrorist. We need to make fun of some of these people for their stupidity, system membership cards, and so much more. But first, let's do this. Let's talk about ways we can put our money where our morals are. Sadly, when it comes to banking, that's extremely difficult now. The industry is so taken over, regulated, and consumed. But with your cell phone, you have options. You have patriotic options. You pay your cell phone bill automatically every month. It's one of those bills. Everyone pays it automatically. You put in your credit card, they take the money out. So there's a chance you make an automatic monthly payment to Planned Parenthood. Did you realize that? You shouldn't be supporting AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile. Why don't you pay less? And why don't you pay a company like Pure Talk, who actually loves you, shares your values, promotes your values? While the other people are funding all the worst filth, Pure Talk's going after veteran suicide. Their CEO's a veteran. This is my company. Dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly, you switch today. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say, Jesse Kelly.
This is an iHeart podcast.